JIS Radio presents The Year in Review 2017. Some of the major highlights of a year of strong performance, building prosperity through partnership.
Jamaica 55 Diaspora Conference, a resounding success. Agreements signed for funding support from several international partners, and Jamaicans evacuated from hurricane-ravaged territories. Just some of the achievements of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade during a year of strong performance. Stay with us as we look back at the ministry in 2017.
We recognize that if Jamaica is to succeed in this bold effort, we cannot do it on our own. The Foreign Ministry is therefore focused on building bridges between local and international partners.
Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith, emphasizing the importance of bilateral partnerships to Jamaica's economic development. In keeping with this thrust, a number of agreements were signed for the execution or continuation of several projects and activities. These include a $1.6 billion grant from the Government of Japan for the strengthening of Jamaica's disaster communications system over the next 4 years. Jamaica also signed a $15 million loan agreement with the Government of Japan to support the Energy Management and Efficiency Program to promote optimal use of energy resources in both the public and private sectors. And in late 2017, Jamaica signed an agreement with China to facilitate technical cooperation in 7 sporting disciplines, including synchronized swimming and badminton. A sports cooperation agreement was also signed with Indonesia for Jamaica to offer expertise in track and field in return for support in badminton.
The diaspora represents a very powerful reservoir of capital, relationships, skills, and expertise that may be harnessed to help Jamaica's development.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness, in recognition of the need for greater engagement between Jamaica and its diaspora, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs last year created a Diaspora Protocol and Consular Division. The division, housed within the ministry, is tasked with focusing solely on diaspora engagements and initiatives. The ministry also established a Diaspora Engagement Task Force to work closely with the Economic Growth Council.
This task force is chaired by a member of our diaspora, Dr. David Panton, and their work continues in terms of exploring the feasibility of some of the proposals that have been made, like the immigration service card, doing some of the technical work about how we can take diaspora engagement to another level.
And in July, the ministry hosted a successful Jamaica 55 Diaspora Conference in Kingston under the theme Partnering for Growth. Over 1,300 persons attended the conference, with delegates drawn from the United Kingdom, Canada, and the United States of America, as well as non-traditional countries such as the Cayman Islands, Japan, Nigeria, and the United Arab Emirates. Jamaica's influence in the international community was advanced in 2017 as, on November 8, the island was elected to the Executive Board of the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, to serve a 4-year term. The country was also successfully elected to the International Maritime Organization Council, Category C, during the 30th session of the IMO General Assembly in London. Minister Johnson-Smith represented Jamaica at the 72nd United Nations General Assembly in New York in September, where she delivered Jamaica's policy statement. At the meeting, Senator Johnson-Smith called on the United Nations to establish a mechanism to provide the requisite support to vulnerable countries affected by natural disasters.
We also support calls for the development of a climate change vulnerability index to provide a standardized method for characterizing vulnerability to the adverse effects of climate change. This would enable international financial institutions and bilateral donors to better channel financial and technical resources towards countries most susceptible to loss and damage from climate change.
And in keeping with its mandate to protect Jamaican nationals overseas, the Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Ministry partnered with other government ministries and agencies to assist citizens in Caribbean countries affected by Hurricanes Irma and Maria. 185 nationals were evacuated. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade in 2017, advancing Jamaica's growth agenda, safeguarding the interests of Jamaicans at home and abroad.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.